All right. If you would turn with me in your Bibles to Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8 tonight. This passage of Scripture here has quickly become one of my most favorite passages surrendering to the ministry. Acts chapter 8, and I'll explain why that is here shortly. And I was praying, coming up here and kind of doing some thinking, and I said, Lord, help me speak clearly to these folks, because I know I can get real twangy if I get talking real fast. And if there's something I say, I promise I'm reading out the King James Bible, and if there's something I say that you do not understand, ask me after services or ask my wife. She'll be able to explain it to you. But good deal. Acts chapter 8 is where we're going to be tonight. Acts chapter 8 verse 25 is where we're going to start. And if you can, and you're stand in honor of reading of the Word of God. Verse 25 is where we're going to start in Acts chapter 8, and it says, "And they, when they had testified and preached the Word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of the Samaritans. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority, under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came into a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water, what doeth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the opportunity of being here tonight, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to preach your word one more time. I ask you, Lord, to hide me behind the cross. Don't let any words come out of my mouth you wouldn't have me to say. And just be with the services, Lord. I pray, Lord, that the hearts and minds will be open, Lord, to the gospel. We ask all this in your loving, precious, holy name. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I tell you, I got to looking in this scripture and got to thinking on Philip and he was a witness for Christ. We don't know too terribly much about Philip, but one thing I can tell you just from this scripture alone was he was a witness. We see here that they were up in Jerusalem and Samaritan, and if you will, there was a revival going on. There was folks getting saved and following Christ. And I'm gonna just tell you, it was an exciting time. And then we see right here in verse, look right there in the first part of verse 26. An angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south. And then look in the verse part of 27 there. And it says, And he arose and went. Philip didn't give God any buts, any ifs, any, but Lord, all this excitement's going on here. Folks are getting saved. And it says in that latter part of verse 26 there, he wanted to go down through the desert towards Gaza. I'm going to just tell you, I'm going to give you my heart. Again, I'm stubborn and hard-headed. I would have said, Lord, what is for me down there? Why are you going to send me down there when there's things happening here, folks are getting saved here? But that's not what we see that Philip done. It just says he arose and went. How much better would we be for the cause of Christ if we were just obedient to the Lord when he calls us to do something instead of giving him buts or ifs or excuses? I tell you, I get to thinking, of course, as I told you, our late pastor, Brother Alan Smith, he was our pastor for 35 years, went to be with the Lord in 2020. And as a church, we went without a pastor for right at 2 years. And it's not because we wanted to. It was nothing that was our will, but there was no pastors again in 2020. That was an odd time. There was no pastors or preachers coming beating down the door to come pastor us. We done what we knew to do and what Brother Allen taught us and what we know the Word of God says. And there was myself and two other gentlemen in the church, two other preachers that stood and filled the pulpit until the Lord sent someone our way. Well, in the first part of 2022, the Lord Brother Bob Martin, who is our pastor now, and he took the church, and we were excited as a church. And in August of that year, he said, the Lord laid it on my heart, we're going to have a month-long missions conference. Now, we do Faith Promise Missions. I think y'all do too. And that's something, we love missions at our church. That's something that got us excited. And we had a different missionary in every Sunday and every Sunday night and every Wednesday. And it was just an exciting time for the church. Things were happening, and we were excited to see what we could give to missions that year as a church. And about that time in August, the Lord started lining up meetings for me and my family to go out to present the ministry. And that was coming up in September. And I'm going to just tell you, when the Lord started lining them up, not that I wasn't appreciative of the meetings and to go be able to present in the printing ministry, but I said, Lord, can we push this out a couple months? I don't want to leave what we got going on here at home. But he kept sending meetings, and pastors would call me and lining things up. And I said, okay, Lord, we'll go. But I did give him the buts and the ifs and the excuses why I didn't want us to go first. And I'm telling you, how much better, though, would we be if we would just be obedient and go? I tell you, I think right here where he's going down through the desert. And on that particular trip I'm telling you about, we went through a desert as a family. I'm going to tell you, there's in our Christian lives, the day and hour we're born again, that doesn't mean we're on easy street. It's not going to be an easy walk from there on. God does not promise us this. We're going to be in our valleys, and we're going to be on the mountaintop. We're going to go down in the valley and up in the mountain, and that's just the way it's going to be. Well, on this trip, it just so happened to be in North Carolina, and I had several meetings up there. This was a Friday evening, and I think every road east of the Mississippi, if you got to go up north, goes through Atlanta, Georgia. Anybody here ever traveled through Atlanta, Georgia? I don't like it. We were on Interstate 20, lanes of traffic on a Friday evening about 4:30, bumper-to-bumper traffic, and the back tire on the van decided to blow out. And I would love to tell you I was being spiritual and saying, Lord, thank you for blowing this tire out in Atlanta, Georgia. Lord, thank you for not letting us wreck, even though I was thankful you didn't let us wreck. But I wasn't. I was grumbling and griping to myself. And Lord, why? Of all places, Atlanta, Georgia, on a Friday evening when there's probably not going to be a tire shop open. So I pull over, and it was a fiasco getting the spare tire out because when you're on deputation, you pack bags on top of bags on top of bags and boxes of tracks on top of boxes of tracks. And all that had to come out on the side of that interstate for me to get to the little bolt that lets that spare tire down. So I get it down after about an hour, get it on, and lower the jack, and that donut has about 5 pounds of pressure, air pressure in it, and I'm grumbling and a-griping. My wife says, what are we going to do? And I said, we're going to hobble this thing on the side of this road until the next exit, and well, I don't know what we're going to do from there. We're just going to have to trust the Lord. And at this point, I'm still grumbling and a-griping. We get 5 miles down the road to the nearest exit, and the first sign I see getting off is a tire shop sign, and it says open till 7 o'clock, and it's about 6:30 at this point. So I was down in that valley, now I'm coming up, thank you, Lord. I was praising Him. Thank you, Lord, for there being a tire shop, and they're open till 7. And so we pull in, and I go in and tell the guy what size tire I need, and I said, this is the size, and he looks in his computer, and he says, I don't have that size. He says, I can get to you Monday. Now, mind you, I had a church to be in Sunday morning in North Carolina. I told him, that's not going to work. And he said, let me go back to the back and look, make sure, and I'm grumbling and a-griping again. After being up on that mountain, I was praising the Lord for there being a tire shop open. Well, Lord, now they ain't got the tire, so what good is this tire shop doing me? Just, I'm telling you. And he goes back, and I'm walking around the tire shop looking at the display tires they got sitting out, and I see the tire I need, the exact size. He comes out, and he says, I'm sorry. He said, we don't have any, but I can, again, order it for you Monday. And I said, but you do. I said, the tire I need's right here. And he said, that's not even supposed to be there. I don't know how that got there. And I said, well, my God put that there for me. And then it hit me. The Lord blew my tire out 5 miles back for me to be able to witness to this man and give him a gospel tract and tell him about how we ended up in Atlanta, Georgia from Gulfport, Mississippi. And that humbled me. And I said, Lord, anytime I'm going through a desert, I promise I will try to make sure and find the glory you're going to get out of this and not be in that valley for so long. You know, anything we go through in our Christian lives, struggle, heartache, desert, trial, He's going to get some honor and glory out of it if we just look for it. And that's what that was with that man with that tire shop and that gospel tract. We see here Philip, he was going through a desert, and it says he arose and went. And now you read there in verse 27, he comes on, there's this man. He's a religious man, but he's a lost man. He's an Ethiopian, and I'm going to tell you, I really don't have much time tonight to get into the details of him, but he was an oddity in himself. He was an Ethiopian, which at the time, most of those were idol worshipers. I think it was like 98% of Ethiopia at the time were idol worshipers, but he was a Jew. He traveled. Now, you want to know how dedicated he was to religion? He traveled some 2,000 miles to go worship in Jerusalem. And he was coming back and sitting in his chariot reading Isaiah the prophet, which is Isaiah 53. It's a portion of Scripture. Now, mind you, I told you at the very beginning that this became one of my favorite passages of Scripture after surrendering. What this man was doing was reading a gospel tract. He was reading a portion of Scripture. What this man had, he was a lost man. He had religion, but he didn't have a relationship. What this man, this eunuch here, was doing was he left Jerusalem. I can tell you he heard about Jesus. I'm sure he heard about Jesus. He left Jerusalem, was going through the desert, pulled that chariot over, and he's getting that portion of Scripture out, and he starts reading. And he says, there's something about this man it's talking about. The Holy Ghost of God come and sat beside that eunuch in that chariot and said, read this. Pay attention to what this man that this Scripture is talking about here. I tell you, that eunuch got to thinking, I got religion. I know there is a God, but he didn't know Christ. And the Holy Ghost of God come in and pricked his heart. Just like God's going to do when you're witnessing. I tell you, if we would just go pray and God send the Holy Ghost to God to convict someone's heart before I ever get there. Or I'll tell you what, how many in here is familiar, and you ain't got to raise your hand, but are you familiar with gospel tracts and going out and witnessing with gospel tracts? Those things back there, we call them little paper missionaries. They will go places and preach the word that you and I will never be able to go. Thank God for a gospel tract. I tell you, I thank God that the Lord sent a tract, a portion of Scripture, along before Philip got there. Look right there, it says, then the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. Philip knew his direction God wanted him to go in. He sent him in a direction. He didn't know the destination until this point right here. And it says, and the Spirit said, go near and join thyself to this chariot. I bet Philip, can you just picture Philip for a minute? He's walking down that desert road and says, that's the reason God sent me this way. Look right there in the first part of verse 30. And Philip ran. When's the last time we got excited about going and telling someone about Jesus? I'm going to tell you that Philip ran. The word Philip means lover of horses. I got a pastor friend in North Carolina, and we were talking, and he said, I wonder if he saw those horses that were pulling that chariot, and that's the reason he ran. And I said, no, I don't think so. I think he knew there was someone lost and in need of Christ in that chariot, and that's why he ran. How much better would we be, church, for the cause of Christ if we would get excited about going and telling someone about Jesus? I'm going to tell you, there's many times, and I'm going to just be honest with you, I think about on Saturdays, especially in the warmer months, and the colder months, and I know y'all laugh when I say colder months because we don't get nothing compared to what y'all. But we, on Saturdays, we about two Saturdays a month, we like to go out and pass out gospel tracts. And I'm going to just tell you, my flesh on Saturday mornings at about 6:30 does not want to get out of bed and go knocking on somebody's door that's liable to get mad at me for knocking on it so early in the morning. But then the Holy Ghost of God pricks my heart and says, what if that was you that was lost and going to die and go to a devil's hell and you did on that knock on that door? What if we got excited about going and telling others about Jesus? I think we'd see more souls come to Christ if we would have an excitement about it. I tell you, we ought to be excited because what he done for us. I tell you, you look right there and it says, and he said, how can, and Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired that Philip, he would come up and sit with him. I'm going to tell you tonight, You might say, Brother Josh, I'm not the greatest witness. I'm not the boldest witness. I get nervous talking to people, but I'm going to tell you, each and every one of us in here tonight, if you're saved and you've been saved, you ought to be able to tell someone how to come to Jesus. You ought to have, I can tell you, I think of it this way. You might say, I don't know the Bible that good. Well, let me encourage you to get in your Bible and study, number one. The Romans Road is extremely easy to memorize, and you can lead someone to the Lord through that. But also, I think of it this way. You give every excuse why it's difficult for you to witness to someone. But I think of it this way. You got a testimony. I've been to my house. I can tell you exactly how to get there because I've been there. If you've been to Calvary, if you've asked Jesus to come to your heart and save you, you ought to be able to tell someone how to get there as well. I thank God for good Bible-believing churches all around this country that stand on the Word of God, preach it true, and we see folks saved and coming to Christ still in the day and age we're in. If we need to get out there and spread the gospel, the time is now. I'm telling you, this world's in a mess. It's in a mess in Gulfport, Mississippi. It's in a mess here up in Colorado, too. We need to get out and witness. We look here at Philip and says, I'm going to skip those next few verses and go down to verse 34. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or some other man? Now Philip's saying, the eunuch saying to himself, now, there's something about this man in this scripture here that you're reading and explaining to me. There's something about him. He is the Messiah. And it says right here, then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. I tell you what I like about that part right there. He preached unto him Jesus. He didn't preach unto him Philip and what Philip thought. I tell you, a lot of times I think we as Christians get in the way of God when God's trying to work. I'm going to tell you, me, myself, I'll just tell you, I'm judgmental. I say, Lord, you got your work cut out for you with that one. And I'm gonna tell you this. I want you to know. I think Christians should walk a certain way. We should talk a certain way. We should be set apart. But it's not our job to clean others up. Our job is to be fishers of men. He'll do the cleaning. I've seen it time and time again. Too many times when we're out talking to somebody, we'll look at somebody and go, "Whew, they might be covered in tattoos. They might this or that. You name it, and we might avoid them." It ain't our job to clean them up. It's just our job to give them the gospel and lead them to Christ. I like here that Philip just preached unto him Jesus. I tell you right here, and you go down a little bit, and it says, and as they went on their way, they came into a certain water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doeth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We see here a witness for Christ. He's a servant for Christ. We see here an individual that's lost and he's seeking something. He's seeking, he knows there's something missing, and it's Jesus. We not only see the servant and the seeker, and I thank God for both of them, we see the scribe, the person that penned down that Isaiah 53. Because I can guarantee it wasn't the original. It wasn't the original scripture. Someone penned down this Isaiah 53 and it somehow got in the hands of that eunuch. Thank God today for people that are still going out and sharing Jesus with others. I thank God that we still see souls that are burdened under that they're lost under the lost condition and come to know Christ. And I thank God for the publishers that are out there still printing the Word and getting it out. I tell you, that's why we do what we do at Publisher Parish, to equip folks to witness for Christ and be a better witness for Christ and see the lost come to know Him. I don't know what it is you need to do this evening. I don't know how y'all normally do services. I don't know if you do invitation, but I kind of feel the Lord leading me to do it, if y'all would be all right with that. Every head bowed and every eye just for a minute. I don't know what it is you need tonight. I know each and every one of us tonight could be a better witness for Christ. Each and every one of us tonight can do better with getting the gospel out. Maybe that's you tonight. Maybe you want to come down to these altars and say, Lord, help me be a better witness for you, a bolder witness. I'm going to tell you, I think about old Philip and how he was just obedient and eager to go. He was excited to go. He was ready to do what God wanted him to do. Maybe tonight you might be like this eunuch. He was a religious man. Maybe you've been in church service after church service, and you might have been like me before I got saved and played the part, but were lost. Maybe you need to come to know Christ as your Savior. Pray you do that before it could be too late.